I'd like to turn the microphone over to Babe Hawaii, another senator elected in the current era, and somebody who has done a great deal to bring international tasking to the game of SF-Zero. Babe, take it away.
Okay. Hi, I'm Senator Babe, and I'm relatively fresh in the Senate here, and actually, I was truly amazed to be elected, so it was really nice to get this honor. And I'm planning on crafting a physical badge for wearing it, also because, And I also think that it's nice from Sean that he unretired the campaign trail task, because I think it's good to have new senators. In the everyday life era, and also for the next era, which I find should start pretty soon, because I think everyday life is pretty much over. But I think we're going to discuss this later on anyway. I did not really prepare for this because I didn't have lots of time, but hopefully when questions come up, I can contribute a little bit more.
Okay, thank you, Babe. We've had a number of incredibly important topics come up throughout the last couple of years when campaigns are run. You have a minute and a half, and there will be a 30-second rebuttal period. Senator Babe, where do you stand on these important issues?
Okay, concerning the broccoli, I did not, before I played SF-Zero, I did not really think about broccoli as that it could be something disgusting. And then, actually, after hearing these concerns about broccoli, I kind of thought about it, and then I can totally understand people that they don't like broccoli, because if it gets cooked too softly, it's really disgusting. It also gets smelly then. And so I kind of, since playing SF-Zero, I'm a little bit more picky with broccoli now, but if it's fresh and like just cooked a little bit, I still like it. And also I think one has to mention that it looks really like cute little trees. So it's a really pretty vegetable. That's a broccoli. Yeah. And concerning the hills, I didn't think about that before either, but actually I'm pro bicycle, so then naturally I'm against hills. So I would say down with hills. And repatriation, I don't know what it means. What is this question? Who was asking these questions? Eucalyptus tree repatriation?
Ah, yes. So that's something that came up in somebody's campaign a while back. So there are these invasive imported trees that are present in California and a couple of other places that are native to Australia. That are being cut down and exterminated in the national parks around here. So the question is whether you support a right of return for eucalyptus trees.
I want to get a little bit more information about it first. Maybe next debate I'm going to comment on that one. Okay, pajamas. I'm against pajamas. That's easy to answer. Yeah, that's basically it. The other things, mutant cats, I don't know. I like the lol cats. But, yeah. And robots, yeah, I like the robots. I like MK2 robot. And I'm also... I'm part of Team Pro. I think they're nice. Also, I like, yeah, basically that's it.
Okay.
Robots, down with heels.
Good. Thank you, Senator Babe. If you have a rebuttal, we'll go ahead and do a sweep. Okay, Babe, anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm actually good.
Okay.
The fact that it sucks up the sauce, I find that quite good.
Okay, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree for this debate.
Yeah.
What's your policy when it comes to sock puppets? Should sock puppets vote? Should sock puppets task? What's your policy regarding multiplayer characters? On to Senator Babe. Where do you stand on sock puppets and multiplayer characters?
I find that if the sock puppets are tasking, they can't be seen as just sock puppets anymore. Then it's just like an additional character that someone might do. So I think if sock puppets task, then they should also vote or be allowed to vote. And also I find that certain sock puppets, like for example Science Guru, is sometimes voting, which I find quite okay. So if it's not like, why are you laughing? No, but I find if it's not something that happens all the time, if they don't vote like on every task of their creator or whoever, then I find it's also okay if they vote. It's just points. And I was thinking about, I don't have a sock puppet, but I was thinking about creating one sometimes when I thought that I want to comment on things and didn't want to have people to know that it's me. So that would be, but then I didn't do it. I just didn't do the comment because sometimes it's like, there are things to say which are not, probably not, or there are things to say. Sometimes things come to my mind where I want to answer on comments or on tasks also, which are probably not so friendly, just critical. And then it would be nice to sometimes to not have people know who it is, but also it's not honest somehow. So I didn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, babe. Question number 4. A character by the name of Squibbs, who claims to have taken the drive of another innocent player hostage. My question to you, Senators, is what is your strategy for resolving this hostage situation? We have Senator Babe.
I already voted for Squibbs. Actually, the worst thing happened is that he becomes senator then, and then he rules as a zero with an iron fist, or I'm not really scared of him. I think it's vote for him. And then we can also see more completions from Doc Harmon. I don't feel that he really lost his drive.
Okay, it sounds like you're suggesting that Doc Harmon may be somehow involved in the terrorist situation here. Let's go ahead and do a round of rebuttals. Try to keep it to around 30 seconds or so. Senator Babe?
Are these the answers to like what others said? Or
yeah, if you have any response to what the other people said to this question.
Yeah, I have. Now that I heard Senator Spider's speech, I agree with him.
Wow.
Nice speech.
This seems to be quite a sea change in the Senate. On to question 5. When you're taking it to the limit, how far is too far? Are there tasks that shouldn't be completed? Are there tasks that shouldn't be approved? Are there things that you would not do for the game? Babe, do you have any response?
Yeah. I don't really understand this question because I haven't seen a lot of completion so far where I thought that people were unrespectful or mean with interacting with other persons. So I have the feeling that people in SF0 quite handle this very good anyway. And concerning the tasks, I mean, there are tasks that shouldn't be approved, but most of the times they don't get approved anyway. So I don't really see that much of a problem here.
Okay, yeah? Thank you. Senator Babe, what do you think? How do we bring new people in and get them tasking well?
Yeah, I find this question very important because it bothers me lots of times when people are new in the game and they add lame tasks, as it's written here in this thing here. And then people drop mean comments. Because even if, I mean, it's their, it's their first task and they might not know how to play the game. And as soon as someone says something mean, then they will not log on again and they will not even try. And I think it happens quite often. And I normally, if the task is lame, I just say nothing. I think that's enough because then they can even have a second chance. But if people say bad things then or are mean, and then they never log on again and they don't even try. So I'm against negative commenting first tasks at all.
Bae, any rebuttal?
Yeah, I wanted to say, because Pixie said that maybe the players, new players, should have less freedom. I don't agree with that, because I find that there's no reason, because everyone should really see SF0 as a playground where they can play however they want to and whatever they like. If it's not interesting to read through, then, I mean, no one has to read every task completion. I find that every new player should have the same rights than the older ones.
Okay, thank you, Babe. Now the question that I think everyone's been chomping at the bit for. Imagine that you've suddenly been given a magic wand and you're allowed to design the next era and to remake the game however you like. What are you going to do with that power? Senator Babe?
So far I just had one change of the era, because I started playing in insatiability era, and concerning everyday life, I don't know how it is normally when the eras change, but I had the feeling when everyday life came up that the game kind of lost a little bit of energy, and I thought it would be nice when the new era comes up that the overall theme would be something a little bit more generous again, and like not everyday life. And then the groups thing is something I also did not experience, because I was always free to choose out of all the tasks. I don't know about this, could be interesting, but it would probably also be something like more going back, because some of you already played for the groups. And concerning what Spider said about the pre-tired task thing, I think that it's just players who played a little bit can go into this and also say that they're interested in collaborating on this. It's probably to keep the sock puppets out of the thing, but I don't know. Because if it's that everyone can go to the pre-tired tasks and say that they're interested in collaborating on them, and then they get approved automatically, that's kind of an invitation for sock puppets. But I don't know, it's probably more a technical question how to solve that. Yeah, and also voting, with the voting points, I don't know, I think there are different opinions on that topic. I personally find it nice to vote with lots of points, so I don't see a reason to restrict these voting points by having to earn them. I always had enough voting points since they changed it at the beginning of the era, but some people ran out on voting points, and I find that even if players don't task themselves a lot anymore, something like, for example, DAX or CM also, they are not tasking a lot anymore, but still they are kind of part of the community and they should have points to vote all the time, I find. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Babe. We'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone has any. Senator Babe?
Yeah, I liked what Lincoln said, the Lincoln ideas, but as I remember when the change was from insatiability to everyday life, it also started with lots and lots of restrictions, and that made lots of really nice players somehow stop with the game and kind of took the fun away. So I think when we start up with the new era and there are more restrictions, then it has to be communicated very well where how this can develop or where this should lead.
Okay. Because, go ahead.
No, no, I'm good.
Okay. Next question comes from Susie Durkins, our esteemed player in Mexico City. And Susie says...
Citizen Susie Durkins here. Senator, I would like to ask your opinion about the accusation that SF0 promotes schizophrenia. And also, I would like to ask Senator Spaghetti about when we can expect to see that training and certification program for good keepers implemented. Thanks. Talk to around.
I'm going to start by turning this over to Senator Babe.
Yeah, I haven't heard about this schizophrenia thing so far, but I don't believe it. That's the first thing. And the Good Kisser badge, I was reading this thread at the game, but I'm not really sure if it would be good to have something like a school or whatever Spider wants to open up for earning this. But I find there has to, maybe next era, it could be something that could happen. There has to be a way to earn this badge, definitely.
Would anyone like to make a rebuttal to any of those points? Let's go with Senator Babe to start.
I find Pixie should get the badge.
Okay, so I think at this point we're going to move on to the final question. This is a free-form open, well, not really a question, but an invitation to vent anything that needs to be vented. So you're free to speak for about 2 minutes or so, but I probably won't cut you off unless you push it to quite an extreme. And there will be no additional rebuttals. Turn it over to Senator Babe Hawaii, who has the last word.
Yeah, I would also like to thank everyone for listening, and I would also like this to happen again. And but next time, I would wish that the British senators would be involved a little bit more. So, but still, thanks for listening.